This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Both the State House and Senate this week passed bills aimed at rescuing the state's pension system and ensuring the plan's solvency in future years. The bills call for public employees and the agencies they work for to pay more money into the system, actions to hopefully ensure a better return on the fund's investments, and it addresses the way the system is governed. What lawmakers refer to as a phase two is expected to come later. It, in all likelihood, will actually change the current pension system from what's called a defined benefits plan to a defined contribution plan, with something more like 401k plans for workers in the future. The bill's chief sponsor in the House, Beaufort County Representative Bill Herb Kurtzman.
In order to implement this fully and to make a healthy retirement system, we've got to get past the funding part and the governance part on this, which we've done. And then we've got to go into a phase two of this, which is going to probably include going into a defined contribution plan for new employees. Not for the current employees, will stay in the same thing, and that's actually what we're fixing right now. But there's no way we would not do this because we'd have the same problem in 5 years.
The General Assembly will have to pay millions of dollars to shore up the pension system, as will school districts, police departments, and local and county governments across the state. As expected, the House this week, on a 97-18 vote, passed a bill that eventually would put about $600 million more a year into the state's road system. Most of the new money would come from increasing the state's gas tax by 10 cents per gallon, phased in over 5 years. The bill would assure that all of the new money would go towards road improvements, and it would modify the way the state DOT is governed. The House's Republican leadership pushed the funding bill, which would see the gas tax raised for the first time in 30 years. House Republican leader Gary Semrel of Rock Hill led the effort and said the state simply can't manage its road system with today's dollars.
It's not easy to stand before you. It wasn't easy to chair that committee and to say at the end of the day, you know what? Reform is paramount. Transparency is paramount. But guess what else is? Funding. When we're operating in 1987 level dollars for an agency that is in charge of over 40,000 miles of roads. Simply put, it can't be done.
Many lawmakers feel the 99-18 vote margin for the bill in the House will help its passage in the Senate and signal there's a veto-proof majority in the House if a bill should be vetoed by Governor Henry McMaster. The House has passed the so-called Real ID law. In 2007, South Carolina opted not to comply with a federal law standardizing IDs recognized at airports and federal facilities. The current bill would put the state in compliance with the new federal requirements. It wasn't just business as usual at the State House this week. Members of the House and Senate made time to officially honor Clemson University's national championship football team. In remarks before a rare joint session, head coach Dabo Swinney spoke of the unifying ability that college football possesses.
And I'm standing here in a rare occasion where we have senators, representatives, Democrats, Republicans, Gamecocks, Tigers, Bulldogs, whatever else. But we're all here together as South Carolinians. And we all have this common bond, which is the love of this state, and to want to see this state be the best that it can be.
State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.